Stay tuned to Fort Recovery Radio for a very special edition of Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee as they talk with the coaches, bowlers, and other people involved with the Fort Recovery High School bowling program on Media Day at Miracle Lanes as both the girls and boys teams get ready to bowl in the state bowling tournament this week.
Broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery, you're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee Show. We are live. We're live, but we're taping it. We're taping it from Miracle Lanes.
We're live.
Yeah.
It's a special Monday night edition. How about that?
That is exactly right. We are out here at Miracle Lanes, and we are celebrating two teams that are going to state this weekend representing Fort Recovery High School, the guys and girls bowling teams. And how cool is that?
That is unbelievably cool.
You know, for me and you, Fee, who grew up bowling.
Exactly. We're both. This is near and dear to our heart.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
these kids, we just sat there and you said how good these kids are.
Yeah.
I mean, they're throwing some bombs down.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of a media day here. We're going to do the show. Yeah. We're going to interview the coaches and maybe get a couple kids up here, maybe the seniors.
Yeah.
Daily Standard's here taking pictures, the commercial review's here, and it's just kind of a loose practice. We're going to talk to Corey and Jared, and you know, it's exciting for those guys, too, because they put their heart and soul in it.
Yeah, and they got this thing going, and you know, they let the kids come out here and practice whenever they want.
Absolutely.
That's one way of getting better, and that's practice.
And if you look at it, I think the girls, and then just looking at the girls actually have a legitimate shot to win the whole thing.
Win the shoot.
And they are really young.
It is.
I mean, this little 10 girls, a freshman, it throws an absolute truck. The Shane girl, she'd beat the crap out of me and you. And she throws a bowling ball the same way. I mean, she hits the pins. And we're going to talk to their head coach, who is out there talking to the girls now. And then John Weskers is part of the girls' program. He helps out. The boys' program is coached by Whitey Vogel, Nate Boniface, and I think they're – and Corey, of course, helps out. But right now we're here with the coach of the girls' program. How are you?
Great. We're excited. You got to be really excited.
I am very excited.
You know – You come into this season with a young group of girls, but high expectations, and they have probably exceeded your expectations, and these young girls have stepped up, and you have a team that could actually win the whole thing this weekend.
We are looking pretty good. So we did go to state last year with the majority of this team. We've only lost two seniors. So we placed 9th overall in state last year, and this year we're looking to make it into the final round and hopefully bring home a trophy. Yeah, that's right.
Talk a little bit about your regional matchup where you guys ended up winning it or second.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Talk a little bit about your tournament to get here.
Yes. So in our sectionals tournament, we actually placed first. It's the first year that we went south. To the Southwest District, so that was really exciting. And then we moved on to districts, and we had a very close match against Versailles, another MAC school. We were in first all day, and then up until the very first Baker, they took around us, and then we just couldn't pull it back out. But it was a great day. It was really exciting. We love bowling against Versailles because they're good competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time. Yeah.
So we've played Versailles. We beat them during the season. And then tournament, they got us.
Yep.
And then tournament, again, they got in the MAC tournament, they got us. So
yes.
It'd be nice to knock them guys off here next weekend.
Yes, yeah. So we beat them in the season. They beat us in the MAC tournament. We beat them at sectionals. They beat us at district. So if the pattern stands, we're due to win.
That's right. Talk a little bit about your kids and Who you got representing you this weekend?
Well, we've got a great group of senior girls. Ella Shane, Emily Lauber, Kayla Heikamp, Sadie DeRue. They've all bowled all 4 years. Ella was out a year with an injury, but they're here every day. They're leading the team. They're showing our freshmen what it means to be a good bowler in Fort Recovery. So I think they're just a strong members of the team.
And then your underclassmen?
Yes, we have one sophomore, Deanna Brown, and then three freshmen, Maddie Weigel, Lila Tin, and Jaden Weirich. And they all bowled in the youth leagues. So these are my first girls that bowled in youth leagues. And they are unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, getting a few years of practice in before they get to high school has made a huge difference.
I bet that helped you as well.
Yeah, it makes my job easy.
And you have one girl, the Brown girl, who is the MAC Bowler of the Year.
That's right. Yes. So she averaged 199, I believe.
Wow.
Which is better than most of the guys that bowl up here in League Night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So you've been around the program for a long time.
Yes.
You how many years have you been helping out?
This is my ninth year.
So when you started doing this, when you started doing this, our bowling program was just a bunch of young kids who threw the ball straight, didn't have any idea what was going on. And now, as you come out here and look at this, you got to be very proud.
Yes. I always joke, the only reason I started doing this is I was up at the bowling alley hanging out with Corey, and he said they're starting a bowling team, and I said I'll help out, and next thing you know, 9 years later, we're going to state back-to-back. So it's really exciting to see, I mean, from what we used to be, not winning any matches to going undefeated. It's incredible.
That's a big credit for you, too.
Well,
it's a lot of time you put in, And the kids seem to love you, so that's a big thing too. So
we try to have fun. We bribe them with food often. So.
Absolutely,
absolutely.
Nothing better than that. So this weekend is you don't have any kids on the team. You have all of them.
Yeah.
You know, but what I'm saying is, there's a lot of work that goes to hotel rooms, to the prep, and talk a little bit about what that's been to you guys, because you can't do it by yourself. You got to have a lot of people helping.
Yes, our parents on the girls' side are unbelievable. I credit them with a lot of the success we've had the last few years. When they started coming to matches, we started having a cheering section. They have coordinated cheers, so they do certain things when we bowl turkeys or get everyone bowls a strike. It's called a full pull. So that alone has just made the girls so much better, because there's someone literally in their corner cheering for them. So they coordinated all the hotel rooms. They plan the meals when we're at state.
Yeah.
They really step up and just help us get everything done, because, like you said, it's a lot of work.
Oh, absolutely. Now, how about this weekend? Do you get a practice rounds, I'm assuming?
Yes. Yep. So we're going to head up. We're going to do our state send-off Thursday around lunchtime.
Yep.
And then we're going to head up to Columbus and practice Thursday night. So we'll get to be at the lanes, we'll get to see the oil pattern, kind of get a feel for how this oil pattern reflects on those lanes. So we'll practice Thursday, and then we'll hit the ground running on Friday.
So when you say oil patterns, are they pretty much, they set it up for the practice and it's going to be about the same way?
It will remain somewhat
pretty
consistent,
close.
But the way the oil sits on the lanes can vary based on what the lanes are like.
Yep.
So we have synthetic lanes here, HP has synthetic lanes, so it should be more similar, but there's always a little bit of variance.
You never know. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're around town, and we hear the fire trucks, and the community has just took an unbelievable fan. I mean, they've just got behind you guys.
Yeah.
And it's just got to be so much fun.
It's heartwarming to see, like, when the fire truck pulls in and everybody's at the bowling alley, or all the kids are outside of the school cheering us on.
Yeah.
It's great to see what this community wants to do to support their athletes, yeah. And I love it.
Yep.
Coach, we want to wish you the best of luck this weekend.
Absolutely. Have some fun.
We're going to interview some of the seniors and just kind of hang out here for a while.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you taking the time, and good luck this weekend.
Yeah, and thank you guys for coming and
Absolutely.
Giving us a little bit of focus on the radio. It's really nice.
Awesome. Have some fun
thank
this
you.
Weekend.
Yep,
All
thanks.
Right. That is Allison, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll come right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Has your day been a little crazy and now it's time for supper? Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want. Chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and more. Then grab some of their delicious side dishes and head on home with a great meal for your family. And, of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all throughout the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club is having a pork chop dinner on Thursday, March 13th. It's carry out only from 4 to 6, and they'll be available for pickup at the elementary preschool entrance. These pork chop dinners will be prepared by Wendell's Barbecue, and the dinner includes a pork chop, baked potato, applesauce, and a roll. All proceeds benefit the FRHS SAD Group and the FREA, and the tickets are only $10 each and must be purchased by Saturday, March 1st from any high school SAD member, and they are also available at the high school and middle school offices. The Academic Booster Club is the group that recognizes students during our home basketball games. Get your academic booster tickets before March 1st for the grilled pork chop dinner at the school offices or from any SAD member, then just head out to the elementary school and drive by the preschool entrance and pick up your dinners on Thursday, March 13th between 4 and 6 p.m. And why not get a couple of extra tickets and get some dinners to put in your refrigerator for a quick meal later on.
All right, welcome back. We're back here at Miracle Lanes on a Monday afternoon. We got the high school kids out here bowling. We got all eight lanes getting used. Well, seven. One of them's broke down. Some things never change.
That doesn't change.
Some things never change at Miracle Lanes, and we're here with the owner. One of the owners, and we're going to get Jared up here as well.
Yep.
Corey Gerlach. Corey, are you on? The mic on?
Can you hear me? Am I on? How about this guy?
Make sure it's up.
How about now?
All right, now you're ready.
Perfect.
All right. Corey, this has got to be – you've been – how many years you own the bowling alley?
11.
11 years. And you started high school bowling here how many years ago?
10 years ago.
And we started with a bunch of farm boys.
I had a bunch of football players.
Yep, football players. And to now, looking at this, and the program is absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, it's come a long, long way. Would you ever imagined you'd be sitting out here with a girls' team and a boys' team going to state?
Not at all, no.
How awesome is that?
It's pretty awesome.
We talked to Allison earlier, and she was talking about how the community has got behind the kids, and you got to be so proud of when you look at how many kids are out. You had to recruit kids to bowl
so many years, and
now you got to cut kids.
Yeah, it's a walk in the park now.
And you know, when the high school bowling, you oversee the whole both programs.
Sure, right,
we understand that. But you also have good people in charge of the team.
Yes,
so talk
absolutely.
A little bit about who you've recruited to lead the programs.
So when it started out, I was a nervous wreck. I didn't think I could handle running this place, and working to both the girls and boys programs. And Steve and Allison were already bowling leagues, and Allison had bowled in high school, and so I kind of approached her, and she said, "Yeah, I think I'll give this a try." And thank God.
Yeah.
But success breeds success, you know. As we've gotten better, it's easier to find people to get involved too.
Oh,
you know?
I bet too.
You so and I think most people here understand Miracle Lanes. They understand that the bowling aspect is ran by Corey.
Yeah.
You know, and they understand that Jared is, you know, he's the, you're the backbone of the bowling. He's the backbone of the business, the
bar
end of it.
Yeah,
bar area. And you, and the bowling end of it. So I'm just going back from how it was. So, Cliffy Wendell, I love Cliffy Wendell. Right. I love him. Them guys, when they come to bowling, they really, that was second to them.
Yeah.
This was number one.
Right.
You've made it different.
Yes.
You took your love for bowling.
Yes.
And you've cast it over these kids, and it's getting rewards, first of all, not only because your kids are going to state, but because bowling is really strong right now.
Yes, yeah. It's,
yeah, and down the road for you, it's going to help because all these kids that are bowling are going to be on your in your leagues for sure. Yeah.
The first year we owned the place, we didn't have a clue what we were doing, but I used to lean on Rick a lot over at Playmore, and he constantly beat that you need to get the youth involved idea, and I was like, okay, what do I need to do to make this happen? And, you know, we started slow, and it just started out with the high school program. Now we've got junior leagues, and then we've got a middle school travel team, and now we've got a high school team. And you're just watching, you know, a kid go from second or third grade and run through the system, and by the time they're a freshman or sophomore, they're awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And I didn't know what to expect, but I fell in love with it. I don't know what else to tell you. I love it. It's awesome. It's rewarding as hell.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely. Exactly.
You were the big, like, now the MAC, when did it start?
So the MAC started.
You guys kind of battled that for a while trying to get that a sport.
Digger was actually a big help there. But I think that may have been 5 or 6 years ago now.
Yeah.
I can't remember the exact date. But before that, we bowled. We were the Northwest Ohio, whatever it was.
That. Yeah.
And we bowled. We'd bowl Salina and Walpock and LCC, you name it. And we didn't have a clue what we were doing.
Yeah. You got all these kids out here now, and I see the Atchison kid. Now, he helps out coaching, right?
Yes, yeah, he helps coach it.
Yeah.
And he's got a little brother that's tougher than hell, right?
Yeah, Gabe's tough.
Gabe's tough.
Yeah.
And the Greasup kid shot 700, I think, in the regionals, right? And it is unbelievable how many different kids stepped up
to
make it so the boys – the girls we knew was solid.
Yes. The boys – like they do every year. They came on strong when it mattered the most. In this
tournament time.
We're always giving them hell. Like, why can't you bring that intensity all year long?
Yeah.
Girls have a little more focus sometimes, it seems like.
Yeah, I agree with you. Corey, congratulations, man.
Yeah. You should be proud of everything you did on this.
I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, you and Jared.
It's exciting.
It is absolutely exciting. And good luck this weekend. You'll probably be going down there.
I'll be there for sure.
Yep. Absolutely.
Look forward to it.
All right, man.
Hey,
thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck, buddy.
That is Corey Gerlach, part owner of Miracle Lanes and a proud, proud overseer of both programs.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And we're going to take a break. Come right back. Wednesday night, Sports Talk with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. Neil's back here. Hello, Neil.
Neil Spence.
How are you, my friend?
Spence is on it.
I'm good.
You look beautiful.
I can't help that.
By the way.
That's natural.
By the way, when this airs, our boys will already be playing in their district final.
Yeah, we will play after the game.
Our district semi.
Yep.
So
that's like 6 o'clock start too, right?
Yeah, changed it. 6 o'clock.
Changed it. So that's perfect.
6 o'clock. So
we need to get a big crowd down there. And
Troy's a great place. Easy to get in and out. We're gonna come right back. We're gonna talk to some of these kids and maybe get the bowling coaches up here, the boys. And we also want to get Jared in here. So
yep, absolutely.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk. We'll be right back.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies, they're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking, but that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Hello, this is Amy Wendell, Secretary of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce. We would like to invite you to celebrate some of Fort Recovery's most valuable community members on March the 9th at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria for the annual Chamber Banquet. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. with a 50-50 and other raffles to participate in. Dinner will be served at 6 p.m. and presentation of awards to begin around 6:45. Tickets for the banquet are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Park National Bank, or feel free to contact any of the chamber officers. Tickets are $15 a piece. The chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet on March the 9th.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
All right, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, and we're joined by Mr. Jared Stahman. We just had Corey on, proud owner of Miracle Lanes, and the other owner of Miracle Lanes is Mr. Jared Stahman. Spider, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, fellas. How are you?
You're looking good, my man.
Well, thank you. You guys look great, too.
Well, thank you. It's exciting time for the – it's always exciting because, first of all, the season's winding down, so you're getting ready to slow down a little bit because you guys work like dogs.
We haven't had a slow day in probably.
Yeah. Uh-oh. You have it on?
Got her on or no?
He's unbelievable. Can't push.
It wasn't even on the whole time.
No, you're on. We could hear you.
I said so much.
Yes.
Oh, you're perfect.
And now you got your high school team going to state, and that's got to be exciting.
Yes. And the boys, being the first time, just in the past few years, it seems like this is becoming regular.
Yeah.
It is.
Like, I love it. The bowling is just getting better and better every year. The kids are becoming more and more involved. We can't get them in here enough. Like, they are on their own constantly.
Yeah.
You know, booking lanes.
It's unbelievable. And then some of the additions to Miracle Lanes, the rock and bowl, the talk a little bit about cosmic bowling.
Yeah. Cosmic bowling.
So talk
yeah.
a little bit about Miracle Lanes business itself and your hours and you know, when somebody want to order, you know, talk a little bit about Miracle Lanes.
Well, Monday through Thursday, we open at 3, and the kids are in here right after school.
Yeah.
Like, they're on top of it. And even on, technically, Tuesday and Thursday is the girls' days, and Monday and Wednesday would be the boys' days to practice.
Yeah.
But every day, it's a mix of everybody, even the junior high kids. Shout out to Lane Zeringer. He is the most dedicated.
He's every day.
Well,
every day.
He's over at Grandpa and Grandma's across the street.
Yeah.
And he's calling, reserving lanes. And there's no, no cars.
Great, yeah.
There's no cars in the parking lot.
Yeah.
It's like, Lane, get over here.
Yeah.
Just come bowl. And then he ran off. He was here for an hour. And then I see Zeringer on the caller ID. And it's like, Lane, where are you? And he was like, I need to reserve a lane. I'm like, I didn't even know you left.
The lane's still on.
Yeah, it's still on.
Yeah.
Like, I thought you went to the bathroom.
You know, one thing that you guys do, and there's this didn't get popular by luck. Fort Recovery's bowling didn't get popular and good by just – they got popular and good because of Corey and Jared, because the atmosphere you guys bring to the – they love coming out here.
I appreciate that.
You know, because
– they sure do.
You know, if this was – if you guys were a bunch of dry bags – you know,
it would never be here.
So you got all these kids out here, and they run around like lunatics, and they get their own pop, and they do whatever it is.
Yes, and that's another thing.
But you guys,
I love them making themselves at home. Yeah. They need to come in here. They have fun. It's just supposed to be that way. You know,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. And then as you look at and Harold brought it up earlier, you're going to see these kids for years because they're going to be involved in your men's leagues.
They're all going to be in your leagues.
And then you got half of them back here cooking for you during the, you know, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah, they the are process. Just becoming part of the bowling
part
alley
of the bowling
family.
I
know,
tell
it sounds cliche to say family, you know, but yeah. It is. It's becoming that. It just naturally becomes a bowling alley family.
Yeah.
And the more and more these kids become comfortable with coming in here and just treating it like their own, you know, like.
Well, you guys have these. I get a kick out of it that when you have the tournaments out here and the league tournaments or the actual MAC champ games.
Oh, yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Holy crap, you drive out here, there's 9,000 cars everywhere.
The buses are
They're packed in here. You can't get
parking
in.
Parking out to the cemetery.
You know, and kudos to you. You're the guy that's in the back that's got to feed everybody and drinks and, you know, and I'm sure that's hectic, but I'm sure you enjoy it.
Yeah, it
love
is.
Love every minute of it.
You know, like, it's easy to psych ourselves, you know, out or before a big event like that because we only have so much space and our kitchen is only so big. But all of our problems are good problems to have because of the attention and the business that we're getting, and it's only getting more and more popular.
Yeah,
and the bowling is just going to stay. The kids are getting more and more involved.
Yeah. Well, you and your partner there, Corey, should be very proud of what the hell you've built here.
Appreciate
and like that. We said, it ain't by accident.
No.
And it's not by accident that you guys became great at this. You became great because
you became great, Bob.
No, you became great because of the guys above you. Roger Borman's, Joe Remoclis's, and Roger, who we love, is battling.
Yes,
right now.
He is.
And
it's people like Roger, though, that we care the way that we do.
That's
because
right.
The second we took over, he was right there.
Yeah.
And we didn't ask him for, you know, him to take us under his wing. But naturally, he just did.
Yeah.
And, he needs to get healthy and get back over
get back
here.
In
because
it. Yep.
He is just as much of a face of the community in the bowling alley than anybody, than
absolutely.
Me or Corey or...
Yeah, absolutely.
Even
that's
Mongo.
Yeah, he
shout
was
out
up here.
To Joe Remoclis. Mongo is the most passionate customer that we have. He was like recording the crowd, you know, Saturday night. He's just like going through and just like in tears. He's got a tear coming down his face.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And he's just like, I wish my dad could see this.
Oh, I bet too.
You know?
Yeah.
So we are. Like, I just like seeing how proud we make.
Yeah.
You know, Tom and you know, just the community in general.
Like, it's pretty cool watching kids bowling and photographers taking pictures and kind of a neat day today.
It is
it
a
is.
Great day.
Really.
This is a different Monday.
It'd be neat if
sure.
you get me and Harold food.
And then, what would you guys like?
That'd be great.
Now I can go back to slaving away. You guys need a pizza?
No. Spider, you're awesome.
Hey,
we love you, brother.
Guys. I appreciate
you. We sure appreciate
you, guys.
You buddy.
Guys are great.
Yeah.
I think we should start a podcast one of these days.
Hey.
I think that'd be wonderful.
Might be a great idea.
The original, what, like 10 or 12 Fort Recovery radio episodes were here.
We started. Oh, absolutely. They were here.
We Banker McClurg was on that one episode.
Yeah,
remember?
We had Banky on and Bill.
We had some sports picks, and I think I did a Bill Cosby impression.
Yeah, you had some Bill Cosby early.
You did, I think those were the
Carey
days alcohol
in.
Was involved.
Yeah.
No way.
I can't imagine
no,
that.
No, maybe.
I forgot about that.
That was fun.
And then I did Miracle Lane.
It was out
I
here.
Definitely did some Harry Carey.
Yeah. Harry Carey was
we're
in.
We're going to bring him out sometime.
Yeah.
That's yep.
Hey, everybody. Harry's back, baby.
He's back.
Spider.
No, thank you, guys.
We love you, brother.
It's going to be an exciting weekend, that's for sure.
Are you going down? Are you able to go down? You got
Friday night, I think I'm going to go down with a couple guys, Chad Potcutter, Bob Eisenbry. I think we're going to try the bowl at 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try.
Are you going to try to hit the Hollywood Casino at some time?
And that is a guarantee.
I was wondering.
He'll try that.
I
a little
was
harder
wondering if there was
we're
a little
gonna
bit of a twist.
We're going to get there early enough so that we can do the bowling tournament and casino.
Win a little casino
and
money.
And get back at a decent hour and be back Saturday. I won't I won't be able to make the boys on Saturday.
Right.
Yeah. But I should be able to go support the girls maybe Friday. Awesome. We'll see how that goes.
Maybe they'll bring
a lot, buddy.
Big trophy for you. That'd be awesome.
All right. Yep. Add to the. Right now, it's all girls' trophies in the showcase.
That's pretty cool.
We might put a couple more in there this week.
Jared Stallman, part owner of Miracle Lane.
Thanks, buddy. You're the best, buddy.
Appreciate it.
We will be right back. Sports Talk presented by
the UNIGA.
You guys, thank you.
Attention farmers, it's time for combine inspections at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. After a rough harvest season, make sure your combine is in top shape. Our expert team is ready to give your combine the care it deserves. Enjoy 10% off all parts sold as a result of your inspection, and that'll keep your equipment running smoothly. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer, dedicated to your success. Keep your operation running strong. Schedule your combine inspection today.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
The Fort Recovery Public Library will again be having their very popular Music Time for Toddlers every Wednesday morning at 10:30 for 6 weeks, starting Wednesday, February 19th. The music activities are geared toward preschool-aged children, accompanied by a parent or guardian. This is a free program, and there's no need to pre-register. Feel free to contact the library for more information at 375-2869. Bring your babies and preschool-aged children to the library for a fun time of interactive music. This six-week program includes finger plays, music, and movement for both the child independently and parent-child interaction. That's Music Time for Toddlers every Wednesday morning at 10:30 at the library, February 19th through March 26th.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hey, we're back. Wednesday night, Bubba and Fee special edition at the Bowling Alley on Monday night. We're here. We're going to talk to the boys, Coach. We ready to go?
Assistant Coach Nate Boniface. Assistant. How you doing, Nate?
Assistant Nate.
How's it going, buddy?
It's going good. How are you guys?
Great. We're doing great. This is pretty exciting out here, huh?
It's good stuff. Good stuff for both sides of the program this year.
Yeah.
When you, how long have you been involved in the program?
8 years.
8 years.
8 years.
So when you look back at the 8 years, Nate, and you was a bowler, right?
Yeah, I bowled league for years, yes.
Yeah. Didn't we bowl together?
Yeah, we bowled on a team, yeah.
Yeah, that is right. Me and Nate bowled on the same team.
Absolutely.
That's been about 20 years ago, I think.
I was going to say 15 since I bowled, so that's about right. Nate, when you see these young kids and the way they crank the ball up It's amazing how the game's changed in just your amount of time.
Oh, absolutely. From when I started bowling, the equipment being so much less aggressive, the bowlers, you know, there's a two-handed style, the way the lanes are dressed, completely different animal right now, yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. Like me and Bob, we're old school. Put your fingers in the ball, thumb in the ball, you know. I'm looking out here now, they're just grabbing that thing and winging it down there, and they're really accurate with it. That's incredible.
Yeah, power and speed is the name of the game anymore. Finesse is, I shouldn't say it's the last place, but accuracy definitely matters, but power and speed is definitely the way the game is played now.
So the girls went to state last year. They finished ninth. They had a lot of kids coming back. They had some good young ones coming back. On the boys' side, this is a little bit of a surprise to make it to make it to Columbus. Talk about your team and your lineup. Well, and you know, how you got to where you're at.
Well, really, to touch on that, I think everybody kind of thought, not as if it was possible, as if who was going to step up and who was going to fill in and really bring on the game. And the last couple of months, these boys, all of them from number one to – we had 11 or 12 bowlers we rotated in off varsity squad this year just to find the right recipe, to find the right matchup, just to see who was going to work, who wasn't, who was ready, and who was going to step up. And I think at the end of the season, everybody put in enough work that everybody's where they should be.
Yeah.
So.
So when you guys go to Columbus, and you guys bowl Saturday, girls Friday, boys Saturday?
Correct.
Yeah. So do you have your starting lineup set?
Actually, we have probably three or four that we know we're going to start.
Yeah.
And there's about four of them that we're going to rotate in and out. And it really depends on how we look on practice on Friday.
Yeah.
Because we're going to practice after the girls' match. And the 15 minutes practice we get before the match is really where we get the starting five. And it's such a long day of bowling that we can rotate in whoever we like. Everybody's going to get a kind of a crack at it. If we need somebody to really fill in, we'll rotate back and forth.
Yeah.
You're an assistant coach.
Correct.
Who go over the coaching staff?
Well, right now we have Lucas Atchison, who's been heading up the team the last couple weeks. Then we've got head coach Jim. He's not here today. And then we've got me, and then Corey fills in, and then Whitey Vogel fills in as well.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of things going into the season. We've had a lot more help this year. When me and Corey started this, or when Corey asked me to help 8 years ago, it was just me and Corey for a lot of years.
Right.
And it's been a blessing to have all these guys help this past season.
And it started out boys only, right?
Yeah. Well,
the girls were 2 years, 3 years later, maybe they came in.
Well, I think it was the same year or the year after, because I didn't get started until the year after Corey kind of brought it back. And that year they had a girls team.
They did. Okay.
So, yeah. So Corey's been doing this, I believe it's been 9 years now, and I started on the year after.
Yeah.
After that. When he felt he had enough kids to start a JV team, so I came on as a JV coach at the time.
Yeah.
So.
Go over your roster. Who you got and what grade they're in.
So we've got Leland Wilson. He's a freshman. We got Gabe Atchison. He's a junior. Reese Lefevre, a junior. Riley Greasup, he's a senior. Anthony Reesner, he's a junior. Eli Leonards is a senior. AJ Seifring is a junior. And Garrett Diller is a junior.
So you got a lot of kids coming back.
Got a bunch coming back.
We have a lot of kids coming back, and we had a lot of sophomores this year that did not bowl on the varsity team. So we have a fill-in year next year as well.
Nice.
We had 3 years of great recruitment for the boys team.
Yeah.
So we're going to have what I feel is a very competitive team the next couple of years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Man, this has went from recruiting guys trying to get enough players to have a team, and now you got tons of players, and they're all good, and they're pushing each other, and can't be any better than that.
Absolutely. This year we bowled with two JV teams. We had a varsity and two JV teams, which we all felt was necessary to have a second team because we wanted them to get as much chance to be on the lane as possible. And on a recruitment scale, if they get to bowl, they're more apt to keep doing it.
Yeah.
So that's just how we feel. Like, we want to keep them interested. We want to keep them coming back, and we want their brothers and sisters and everybody else to keep coming back behind them. So
that's right.
So the more they get a bowl, the more apt they are to come back.
Yep, absolutely.
So. Nate, you've done a hell of a job. You've been here through thick and thin. You're a class act, and it's got to be very rewarding for you and all the guys who have been around and rooted for this bowling program.
Oh, absolutely. It's very fulfilling for me. The team, just to see the way the team has come around. When I started, I didn't know anything about showing anyone how to throw a ball.
Right. Yeah.
I just liked to bowl.
Yeah.
And it's been a huge thing for me as a person, and I'm sure for Corey and Lucas. Lucas was just last year's Mac Bowler of the Year, and right. Here he is helping with the program, which has been a great thing.
Yeah.
He's a student of the game, and really knows how to adjust, especially the two-hand boys. And he put in more time than anybody on the lanes to figure it out.
Yeah. That's well, congratulations. Awesome. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you guys so much.
Hey, good luck this weekend, buddy. Have fun.
Thank you. Thank you. Go Indians.
That's Nate Boniface, assistant coach of the Fort Recovery men's bowling team. We're going to come back. We're going to talk with the Girls Mac Player of the Year.
Player of the Year. That's pretty awesome.
Girls Mac Player of the Year right after this.
Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
The Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce has announced their annual awards, which will be presented at their banquet on Sunday evening, March 9th. Here are some of the award winners. The 2024 Citizen of the Year has been awarded to Maria Bruns. Maria has been an instrumental member of the Fort Recovery Merchants Association. In addition to participating in other merchant events, for the last 4 years, Maria has organized the tree lighting at Krenning Park that kicks off the Christmas open house in Fort Recovery. She has also decorated the Historical Society window displays and several other storefront displays, and has also co-chaired the Fort Recovery Merchants Association stand at the tractor pulls and at the WOW Super Raffle. Maria is co-owner of Cedar and Main Beauty Collective. One of the Hall of Fame recipients is Helen Lefevre. Helen has been involved with numerous organizations, including Fort Recovery Friends of the Opera House, our 225 Celebration Committee, the Fort Recovery Historical Society, Psi Iota Xi, and St. Paul Catholic Church in Sharpsburg. She has written 2 books on the history of Fort Recovery and a book on the history of St. Paul Catholic Church. Our other Hall of Fame recipient is Bob Metzger. Bob has volunteered for several organizations in Fort Recovery over the years, including the Fort Recovery Jubilee, the Fort Recovery Ambassadors, and Fort Recovery Knights of Columbus, along with helping out with numerous other community projects, and he has organized the antique tractor display and antique tractor pulls and garden tractor pulls every year for the Jubilee. Bob is a retired business owner in Fort Recovery. The Fort Recovery Business of the Year Award recipient is Salty Haven. Owner Nikki Kramer provides halotherapy and foot detox services in Fort Recovery. Salty Haven is an example of a small business that cares for their customers and community. Salty Haven also donates to many charitable causes in and around Fort Recovery. The Chamber will present Rob Weaver with a special award, the Friend of the Chamber Award. Rob has owned and operated WPGW Radio in Portland. For decades, Rob has helped promote our community, broadcasting many Fort Recovery Village and school events and high school sports, and has helped promote our local businesses on his radio station. He has always been a big promoter of Fort Recovery's village, schools, citizens, and businesses. These and several other Chamber of Commerce awards will be presented at the Chamber's annual banquet on Sunday evening, March 9th at 6 p.m. at the Middle School Auditoria. The public is invited, and tickets are available at Park National Bank and Fort Recovery Insurance.
All right, we're back here. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. We are joined by the MAC
That's
Girls Player of the Year. Now, last year we had the Boys Player of the Year in Tyler Atchison.
Atchison, yeah.
This year we have Deanna Brown, the Girls Player of the Year. Congratulations, kiddo.
Thank you.
It's got to be some – did you have that kind of – I mean, you knew going in, you was a pretty good bowler.
Yeah.
Did you think this would be – you'd be the Player of the Year in the MAC?
Definitely not.
No. So what would you say, when you look back, has been your biggest learning to get to where you're at right now?
Definitely practicing all the time, being up here, working harder at it each time.
How many games would you say during the off season did you bowl? Did you bowl a bunch?
Definitely a bunch. I don't know how much.
A lot, right? And then I heard you got a new bowling ball that made a heck of a difference. Is that true?
Yeah.
What kind of equipment do you throw? What do you got?
I have an Ion Max Storm.
How heavy? 14 pounds.
14 pounds.
Yeah. And then do you carry a spare ball, or what do you use? Just you have 2 balls, or how many you got?
I have 3 balls. I have my old strike ball, which is a Pearl, and then I have my Ion Max, and then I have a Columbia 300. White dot, I think.
Yeah.
That's my spare ball.
Spare ball.
And that's your spare ball. So that kind of goes a little straighter?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you look at your strength of your game, do you feel like, you know, you're accurate? You're able to get, I mean, do you able to put some revs on it to get pin action? Or what do you say is your best part of your game? Mentally? I mean, do you feel like you can handle the pressure?
Sometimes yes, but like, I don't know how to say it, but like, I try to be the best I can each time.
Right. So we're both bowlers, okay? So we understand bowling, right? And we understand for you to get to where you're at is not by mistake. You know, you are here because you work hard, because you understand the game of bowling, and because you have a really good Corey, Jared, your girls' coaches, they helped you along the way, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So mom and dad, who's your mom and dad?
Greg and Stacy Brown.
So you go to the campground much?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Most weekends.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, you should be very proud of your accomplishments.
That's a great accomplishment, being a MAC Player of the Year. So how about your, other than the Miracle Lanes, which we know is the best place around, what's your next favorite bowling alley?
Probably Bremen. I mean, that's where I had my highest series at, which was a 491 in two games. So that's probably
that right?
My next one. I don't go there very often. But
yeah, that's fun.
Bremen has always been a high-scoring bowling alley. People always bowl good at New Bremen. How about Minster?
I don't remember much from that one.
Don't you?
My normal average. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So are you excited for the weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you guys leave Thursday, or what do you guys do?
We have to be out of school by 12:30 for state send-off. We have to be on the road by 12:30, and state send-off will be before that. So.
And that's Thursday?
Yeah.
And then you'll be there Thursday, Friday, bowl Saturday, or bowl Friday. And then come back Saturday.
Yep. Or no, we'll probably come back Friday.
Come back Friday.
Friday.
Like 6, and then if we do good at state, then we'll celebrate here for how long.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is
how about
awesome.
The fire truck ride? Is that pretty fun?
Yes.
That is pretty neat.
Last year we had to ride in the bed of Steve's truck, so that was cool. They wouldn't let us go in the fire truck, so, you know, the boys got to, so we were allowed to.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Well, so far you've been fabulous, and I think you're going to have a great weekend, and maybe we'll win the whole thing.
Yep.
That'd be awesome.
Hopefully.
Yep.
Congratulations, awesome. Kid. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
All right.
Good
we'll
luck.
See you later. All right. We're joined now by a senior bowler, Ava Shane. How are you, kiddo?
Ella.
Yep. Shane. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I was watching you. Me and Harold was talking about your bowling form, and you put a little revolutions on the ball. You got a little pin action down there.
I mean, I try. I don't really know what I do, but
you don't. You have no idea what you do.
I have no idea.
It works.
Well, my mom, she asked me the other day. She was like, "How do you curve it?" I'm like, "I have no idea. I just bowl. I have no clue. It's so weird."
How do you
You got a mark down there that you look at?
Yeah.
You shoot for that mark?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a second arrow girl, or what do you look?
I'm about the second arrow.
Second arrow? Yeah. Let it come out?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
Yeah.
How do you like bowling?
It's really fun. I like it.
How you like playing softball?
It's really fun. I like it.
What's your favorite sport?
Probably softball. Probably softball, yeah.
You know your mom would kill you if you didn't answer that.
Absolutely. I don't think she'd mind, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably softball.
So talk a little bit about the expectations this year. You knew we went state last year. We finished 9th at state last year. We have some good young bowlers.
Yeah.
And they've really, with your senior leadership and the seniors returning, and now these young kids come up, sky's the limit this weekend, right?
Yeah. Hopefully we do better. I mean, I feel like last year we were pretty stable. We only lost, like, Brooklyn, I think, on the varsity team.
Yeah.
So I feel like coming into this year I was pretty confident. I knew Lila would be good. I knew Jaden would be pretty solid. So I feel like we had a good chance coming into this year. I was really hopeful. So.
How many seniors we got on this team?
Five seniors.
Five,
technically, yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So.
It is.
Hopefully they have a team next year. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they got a lot of good young kids.
Yeah.
So they'll I'm sure they will.
Yeah. Fill back up.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Yep. Have some fun.
Thank you, guys.
That is right. That is
Ella
Shane. How come? Now, which? How many of them is there?
Huh?
That is a great answer, Spencey. An absolute great answer.
I think Ava's the oldest girl, then Ella, and then the younger one that's probably 7th or 8th grade. That's always at the
three girls school. And then
yeah.
Ethan.
And Ian.
Yeah.
And Ian.
Yeah.
And I think that's only two boys.
Could be.
Yeah. Let's get the grease up boy up here now. We'll get him up here and we'll talk a little bit about him. Yep.
I think he might have left.
Oh, did he leave?
I just saw him going out the door.
Did he? Ah, darn it. So we are here at Miracle Lanes on Monday watching the kids bowl. Media Day, really.
Media Day. They're all over the place.
It is unbelievable. So who's the... Okay, so the girl... I'm watching these girls. So the little tin girl here on lanes 3 and 4, she's like a bowling junkie.
Yeah. Loves it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So we're going to watch her throw this bowling ball.
I'm sure Ryan and them, they probably love this too.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine how fired up they are?
Oh, man.
And she's on lane 3, cranking one down there. Solid 10, right in the hole. Now, if that was me, I'd been a cussing.
Oh, yeah.
Giving that pin the bird.
Come on!
You know, that's how I bowled. I had complete anger.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Ringing 8 pins?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Remember those? They had the bowling balls underneath the bowling returns, and we'd kick them out.
Always kick them out, roll them down.
Oh, my God. Times have changed. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to interview one of the guys
Coach
now.
Coach Bonavis is going to get us a guy here.
Maybe we get Tyler Atchison up here. Yeah, we'll get Tyler up
here.
Tyler
be good.
Get up here, wild man.
There he is.
We are joined by assistant coach Tyler Atchison. Now, this guy is the reigning MAC Bowler of the Year.
Bowler of the Year.
Right?
That's pretty awesome.
Shot 300.
Yep. Had right? 300.
Sectional 300.
That's pretty tremendous.
And now, because he absolutely loves the game of bowling, loves high school bowling,
yep.
You decide to help out this year.
Yep.
And you have you're the two-hander. You like to flip it. We have a lot of those young kids. So you've had a major impact on this year's team. Talk a little bit about your experience so far.
I've been bowling two-handed for like 4 or 5 years now. And
yep.
I'm the only two-handed bowling coach, and I feel like that really impacts with our 7 two-handed bowlers we got.
We got 7?
We got 7 on varsity and quite a bit underclassmen.
Is that right?
Yeah, a crap ton.
So two hands, is there somewhere you put it perfectly? You always put it in the same spot or just grab the damn thing and throw it?
Oh, it's different for everyone. I know Garrett had troubles. He kept on messing his hands, so he just took a screwdriver and indented a point, and that's where he puts it every time. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And it actually worked. He's been doing great.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah. Now, your brother's a pretty good bowler.
Yeah.
Has he got a chance to be better than you?
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully this Saturday he kills it. And,
yeah.
You know.
That'd be awesome.
So I'm watching you and I'm watching him. Pretty similar.
Yeah.
You probably turn it over a little bit more than he does.
Mm-hmm.
But he... So watching him... Looks like he's got a little bit more of a hitch in his backswing
he's
than you did.
A little bit more straight up and back, and I'm a little bit more just letting it flail.
Yeah. So when you look at this weekend, I mean, can we make a podium? Can you get the top 5? Does that be a great goal?
Yeah, that would be a great goal. So we're seated about right at cut, right at 8th. So after that, no, anything can happen.
Never know.
Yeah, the 1v8. No, that happened last year. I watched Coldwater lose delivery center right off the bat.
Right.
It all depends what lanes you get, because it seemed every time you get in that left lane, you won the right lane.
Yeah.
You beat them.
Yeah.
So anything can happen once you hit that cut.
That's right.
You just got to make it there and pray.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make it there and pray. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You've been a big impact on the kids. Nate was talking about it, and congratulations, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Really
I'll tell you
cool.
what, that's pretty awesome you coming back and helping. You know, that's a lot of your time. I mean, I've coached before, and you don't care about – you just want the kids to have fun and get it done, and you're doing a great job.
Yep.
Hey, good luck, buddy.
Have fun this weekend.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, that was Coach Atchison, who came back after being player of the year last year, came back and helping out with the kids this year, doing a great job. We're going to be right back. We're going to get another one of the bowlers to talk to us here in just a little bit. We'll be right back after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000.
call Klingshorn & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club is having a pork chop dinner on Thursday, March 13th. It's carry out only from 4 to 6, and they'll be available for pickup at the elementary preschool entrance. These pork chop dinners will be prepared by Wendell's Barbecue, and the dinner includes a pork chop, baked potato, applesauce, and a roll. All proceeds benefit the FRHS SAD Group and the FREA, and the tickets are only $10 each and must be purchased by Saturday, March 1st from any high school SAD member, and they are also available at the high school and middle school offices. The Academic Booster Club is the group that recognizes students during our home basketball games. Get your academic booster tickets before March 1st for the grilled pork chop dinner at the school offices or from any SAD member, then just head out to the elementary school and drive by the preschool entrance and pick up your dinners on Thursday, March 13th between 4 and 6 p.m. And why not get a couple of extra tickets and get some dinners to put in your refrigerator for a quick meal later on.
All right, we're back here, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, joined by the athletic director and all-around good egg, Amy Puckcutter. Amy, how are you?
Doing well. How about you guys?
Awesome. We're awesome. We're excited good. About this bowling team.
Absolutely. Both of them. Yep.
So let's see. Got much on your plate right now?
Oh, no. Kind of bored lately, actually.
Well, that's why you make the big bucks, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep, putting a lot of miles on the Jeep, but that's a good problem to have.
That's a great problem.
The girls' season came to an end, but, man, you got to be awful proud of this.
Oh, absolutely, and especially those two seniors. I mean, they worked their butt off.
Yeah.
I mean, solid group of girls there, Coach Deitch, Coach Niekamp, and Coach Gerlach. They just did a heck of a job with those girls, and they got a lot to be proud of. And
they
we're very proud of them.
Sure do. Yep. Got a great nucleus coming back, too. Next year should be
a
lot of fun again.
I would agree. Yep.
You and then the boys battle and that game chime, and we'll be on before, but that game has been changed to 6 o'clock on Wednesday.
The game has been moved up to 6 p.m. Yep, at Troy on Wednesday.
That's a good deal. I'm happy with that.
All right with that.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, don't bug me at all. And then let's talk a little bit about there's a big board meeting tonight.
Yep.
And we might have a football coach, correct?
That's the plan, yeah.
Got a chance?
Yeah. To submit a coach's name to the board for their approval. And
yeah. And that's probably a lot of great candidates. And that's one of those deals where, you couldn't go wrong.
Yeah. We had some very good applicants, some local, not so local, and everything in between. So we're very, very blessed with what we had, and we're confident we made the right choice and hopefully have some fun football years coming ahead.
That's right.
I think he's going to bring a lot of energy to the program, I think. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep. So big weekend this weekend, a lot of preparation. You've had experience because of the baseball program, but talk a little bit about what it's like to take two teams to Columbus. And that's a lot of work.
Two teams at the same time is very interesting. Just try to communicate with both coaches, and then hope the kids, you know, the coaches communicate to the kids and hope to God the kids communicate with their mom and dad. So we just hope everybody gets tickets. I mean, state bowling is a little different than anything else. You only get a minimum, or you get a maximum amount of tickets,
right?
And then they go on sale to general public. I mean, state baseball, they're not selling that out.
Exactly.
State bowling, there's a very good chance they will.
Yeah.
So just trying to keep everybody in the loop there. And I mean, we're blessed with a great coaching staff here with Allison and Steve and Corey and Jim and, you know, a whole bunch of volunteers that help in between there. But the support of the parents is, if you want to see some crazy parent support, go to a girls' bowling match. Yeah. I mean, they got all these cheers. Their high camp's gobbling around like a turkey. I mean, they just
That's what the coach
awesome.
Was saying. They got great
there's just,
great.
There's a lot of energy there. And it's just great to see kids in their element, you know?
Yeah.
Another thing they can be involved in and learn about life through. So it's awesome to see, and I love it.
This is my opinion, and you may disagree. But when they went to seven divisions, I loved it because it gives more chances. Because if people don't realize how much fun that is this weekend,
oh, it's incredible!
And give other kids that opportunity.
Yes.
That's what high school sports is about.
100%. You know, there's not much that can compete with the community excitement when you take a team to state. It just
it
isn't.
Is.
All right, you hear the fire trucks are coming out. I mean, how does that not excite you?
Yeah.
So I would agree. Some people say that maybe it was watered down going to seven divisions, but I think it's just giving the kids the credit where the credit's due. I mean, they still got to work their butts off to get there.
Absolutely.
So when they do, you know, let's all get fired up and rally around them.
The people who hate the people who hate the seven divisions are old curmudgeons.
Yeah.
Old athletes.
Yeah, they wanted to be A and double A.
I didn't get
A
that.
A and double A, that's
that's exactly right.
I would agree with you.
Today's the first day of spring sports, so baseball's...
Softball started a week from today.
Yep.
A week ago, and baseball started today, and track will start the following week. So
good deal.
Yeah, but just rolling right along. They don't give them many breaks anymore, but...
So you probably woke up about 10 o'clock this morning?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sleep
in.
Kept hitting snooze, no worries.
Nothing going on this week.
Nothing going on here. Coach or Amy, congratulations on leading the programs. You got to be having a lot of fun. I know it's a lot of work, but that's why you athletic direct, because of deals like this, because this is the fun part of it. It's a lot of work.
Absolutely.
But you get to see the joy.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Absolutely.
I mean, just talk to any of these kids and just how stoked they are. That makes it worth every hour, every second of work. And to be honest, when you get to celebrate with these kids, it's not even work. It's just...
There's nothing better.
Correct. You can't compare anything else to it, and I'm just blessed that I get to be able to do
it day in and
day out.
Yep. We're just blessed to have a great community, and when our community does something like this, we're full force. Everybody follows,
all
so they
in.
Love it.
All bleeding purple.
We are all in.
Hey, well, thanks
fun
for
this
taking
weekend.
The time, stopping up here. Appreciate it. We'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking, but that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Here's a great way to start your day. Make Wayne IGA your first stop every morning with one of their many varieties of coffee and one of their fresh pastries from their new donut display. You can make your coffee just the way you like it and grab one of their delicious fresh daily pastries and you'll be all set to face the day. Wayne IGA coffee and fresh donuts, the best way to start your day every day.
Hello, this is is Trevor Winning, owner of Top Ranch LLC, former Hastings Automotive. I want to thank the community for the warm welcome back to town. I plan to keep the Hastings quality of service along with their previous employees. With the cold weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking the fluids, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all the lights for your worry-free winter travels. Give Top Ranch LLC a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Fort Recovery Public Library will again be having their very popular Music Time for Toddlers every Wednesday morning at 10:30 for 6 weeks, starting Wednesday, February 19th. The music activities are geared toward preschool-age children, accompanied by a parent or guardian. This is a free program, and there's no need to pre-register. Feel free to contact the library for more information at 375-2869. Bring your babies and preschool-age children to the library for a fun time of interactive music. This six-week program includes finger plays, music, and movement for both the child independently and parent-child interaction. That's Music Time for Toddlers every Wednesday morning at 10:30 at the library, February 19th through March 26th.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
All right, we're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. We're joined by Kayla Heikamp.
Hi, Kayla.
This girl, she's just an athlete.
She's an athlete.
Bowling, volleyball, what else?
Softball. She's awesome.
Should have been basketball. No.
You're
out. You're out on basketball.
Not a big basketball girl.
What do you think of bowling?
I like it. It keeps me busy in the winter. That's why I joined in the first place.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've been successful.
It's been fun.
It's been a lot of fun, ain't it?
Yeah.
So when did you start bowling?
I joined my sophomore year just for something to do in the winter because I didn't play basketball.
Right.
Like, why not join bowling?
Yeah. So did you ever think that you'd be going to state back-to-back years?
No. Definitely didn't think I'd go to state, and it's pretty cool that it's in bowling and not in volleyball or softball for my other sports. So.
I watch these girls, and we had a good nucleus coming back. You know, we finished like ninth in the state last year, but then we get these young girls who add to the experience we got coming back, and now we're actually one of the top teams in the state.
We're better than we were last year.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is crazy, and then with the seniors, you know, you got to be. Of course, today you start softball practice too, right?
Yeah.
So do you mix it up or you?
We go a little bit both, but we're kind of focusing on bowling right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should have a pretty good softball team, right?
We should, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
That'll be fun too.
Yeah.
You're unbelievable. Huh? And your grades? How's your grades?
Pretty good, yeah.
Straight A's?
Yeah.
I know they are.
Oh.
Where are you at? Where are you ranked in the class?
I think top 10, something like
think
that.
About that.
Top 10.
How many smart kids are there? A lot.
A lot.
She's top 10.
Hey, yeah.
It takes guys like us to help their.
It really makes you look better.
I never looked at it that way. That's exactly right.
We make
right.
them feel good about themselves.
And your parents are?
Dave and Karen. Hi,
Dave and Karen.
Yep.
Good luck this weekend, kiddo.
Thank you.
Have some
Thanks
fun.
For taking the time. That was senior Kayla. Hi, Ken.
Kayla.
We're going to. Bob May walks by.
Bob
Hello,
May.
Bob May. How are you? We'll get Bob on right after this.
Bob will be on right after this.
Yes, sir.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Now.
We're gonna get on our podcast.
Yes. We'll be right back. Sports Talk.
The Sawyer Overman Memorial Committee is going to have a very special event that you don't want to miss, coming up on Saturday, March 29th at the Progressive Sportman Club on St. Peter Road. It's Second Amendment Bingo, and every item will be either cash or a Second Amendment item. Bingo starts at 7 o'clock, and the doors open at 6, and there's a limited number of tickets at just $100 each, and includes 14 games of bingo with big prizes for each game, and a full meal is included, and there will be a special 15th game for an additional $20 with a big grand prize for the winner. There will be no bar service, so you are welcome to bring your own cooler full of drinks, and there will be a 50-50 drawing and several other raffles. Entertainment and lots of laughs will be provided by the Bingo Callers, Rick and Bob Hine, and all proceeds will go to the Sawyer Overman Memorial Fund to help fund their ninja park. Get your tickets now for this enjoyable evening with lots of big prizes. The Second Amendment Bingo Party, Saturday, March 29th at 7 o'clock, benefiting the Sawyer Overman Memorial Fund, raising money to build the upcoming awesome ninja park. You do not want to miss this great party.
All right, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. We're
joined
by...
Might be the first time I ever seen anybody eat our mic.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of my bad.
How about that kid? Bring him back up. He's awesome. We're joined by Reese Lefevre. Reese, last year this time you're playing basketball.
Yeah, made a switch last year to try to get more time to focus on golf.
Yeah.
Bowling's a great sport, but it's not as heavy of a commitment as basketball is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I thought if I can get any more time to go golf, because that's what I want to do in my future, it's worth it.
Sure.
Yeah. So
sure.
Picked up golf or bowling, and I really liked it since. Loved it.
So did you bowl any before this?
A little bit.
No.
A
little bit.
Not a lot. Like, right. Didn't have a ball or anything. Just come up here and mess around.
Yeah.
And
no
then,
competitive.
And then you start coming up here and bowling, and then you fall in love with it, and now you're pretty damn good at it.
Not awful.
Yeah. What are you averaging?
190.
190? That's pretty good.
I think,
that's pretty good.
Average.
I'll tell you what, and you know, the thing that you'll have on some of the other bowlers that you'll face is – the pressure that you've been under in golf.
Yeah.
I mean, you went out there and it's tough out there, you know, and doing that. You got to be mentally tough, and you got to do the same thing here on the bowling,
for
on
sure.
the lanes.
For sure. There's a lot of things that carry over between bowling and golf. A lot of
Absolutely.
Things. Between pressure, technique, I mean,
yep.
just practice. It's very similar. It's kind of like the indoor version of golf in a sense.
Yeah, and everything... Any sport you play, it's how much you want to put into it. And
exactly.
if you work hard, it's going to work. You're going to be good at it.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. The mental aspect of it. When you get to a certain point, the mental stuff takes over. And a lot of it is bowling the same way. Because when you get out there on those lanes, you got to decide how the lanes are reacting. What do I got to do to get my game to conform to the lanes? Next thing, it's kind of like golf. You know, if the wind's
Absolutely.
Blowing, you got to think that stuff
yep.
out, right?
That stuff all comes into play.
So, you got a simulator in your new house?
Nope. No simulator.
Dad, just what's going on?
Net. Just a mat and a net. That's all I need.
That's all we need.
All we need.
Well, that's good. You can do it.
You know, if you had a simulator, you could invite Bubba and Fee down to play
if
a little
I had
bit.
One.
I'm just saying, that'd be a great
that'd
idea.
That'd be a great idea.
Hey, you'll have to talk Dad into that one. I've been working on it.
There
That's
you go.
Exactly right. Good luck this weekend.
Have fun,
you.
Buddy.
Give
Thank
him hell, buddy.
See what happens.
That is Reese Lefevre, Fort Recovery Jr.
Yep.
on the bowling team.
He'll be back next year.
He'll be back next year. And he's just a really good athlete.
Really good athlete.
Yeah, that's right. Like we talked about, the newspapers are here taking pictures, interviewing the kids.
Yep.
And we just want to thank everybody and our sponsors for letting us bring this to you tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. It's special Monday night edition. We're going to air it on Wednesday after the ball game. So if you want to hear it, hopefully you'll be listening to us.
And the boys are in action on Wednesday. And then
yep,
we're about baseball season.
It is about baseball. Today was the first day of practice.
I know.
Caden called me and said he's fired up.
Fired up.
I said, hey, let's go a little bit farther. Let's go one game better next year.
One game better. That'd be pretty good, wouldn't it?
That'd be awesome.
Well, good luck to the Indians this weekend.
Yeah. Hopefully they have a great weekend and have a lot of fun and maybe bring home some hardware.
And once again, and like Amy said, there's a limited amount of tickets. You know, you've got 16 teams in a 50-lane bowling alley. It is going to be a zoo.
It'll be
so
packed.
Get your tickets if you want to get up there and watch the Indians.
Yep, absolutely.
Girls and boys battle for a state title.
Maybe get a couple state titles here this weekend.
That'd be a lot of fun.
That would be fun.
Fee?
Wednesday night?
That's
boys basketball. We're going to be there. And
yep.
I can't wait. Go Indians.
Go Indians. We'll be next Wednesday night. We'll be back with Sports Talk.
See you then.
We ought to get Hal McCoy a preseason Reds.
Ooh, Reds. That's exactly right.
I'll give Hal a text.
Hal would be a great, great interview right now.
Plus March Madness.
March Madness coming up.
It's a great time of the year.
It is awesome. Can't beat it. Sports is the best.
That is my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely,
the owner-operator
of Fort Recovery Radio, Neil Spencer. I am Bob Stalger. We'll see you next Wednesday. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.